Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget everybody out there working on the third watch, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. I'm also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, as well as Getter. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. Now, don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of the things that we have over there for you to look at. All right. Joining us from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon, and Denise Simon is with us right now. Hello, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, it is all of that, too, and good afternoon, and while we're at it. Okay, there you go. Now, Mitch McConnell is proposing a deal with the Democrats and suspending the debt limit. Actually, all he's doing is what Joe Biden suggested. He's getting out of the way and told the Democrats to have at it. The Republicans weren't going to do anything to stop it.
Well, he has said that all along.
Yep. Yep.
You know, you guys deal with this because we're not going to do it.
Yep.
He did give them a little bit of a pass so we could fund the government, I think, until, what, the first week of December?
Yep.
But that's only time until they figure, you know, until Schumer can figure out what they're going to do next.
You bet.
But you've got the Progressive Caucus led by Jayapal, Congresswoman Jayapal, who is not buying this. She's not accepting, which means she's leading the Progressive Caucus, not accepting the deal that McConnell has offered. Elizabeth Warren, on the other hand, she's kind of on the fence. So what Mitch McConnell is doing is really exposing the chaos within the Democrat caucus and the White House. So we'll see in the next day or so. There wasn't a deal. They're discussing it as of late last night. There's nothing on paper. So don't get too excited either way just yet.
Right. Now, what did you think about the 10 governors that were on the border yesterday, along with Governor Abbott? He was one of the 10, and they came up with a 10-point plan as to what they were going to do. And they basically told Joe Biden, says, hey, if you're not going to take care of what needs to be done here on the border, we're going to do it.
Well, that's been said. The question is, I haven't read the plan, so I don't know what they say they, you know, what they have decided that they can do.
One is the wall.
That. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but that's Texas, and Texas has already allocated money to construct a barrier. We can't really call it a wall because it's not. It's more of a, I guess the best word for it is barrier.
But, right.
So we don't know, or I don't know. So I'm not going to try and guess at what that plan is. I haven't seen it.
Well, all nine other states are going to contribute towards what's going on at the border, not only National Guard personnel, but also money into a pool that's going to move this thing along, because they're going to do everything the government should be doing, and they're not. And, oh, by the way, that fence that they're putting up, that heavy-duty fence, is the one that's been sitting in the warehouses since, I don't know, what, 2016 or thereabouts?
I couldn't tell you, but I will tell you this. When Biden came in and terminated immediately the construction of the wall, There was a clause in the contracts, plural contracts, that said if for any reason this is terminated, we are to be compensated $5 million a day.
Right.
So the contractor is getting paid $5 million a day.
Yep.
Now, what's exposed on that construction site where the wall was being built is an awful lot of things, including miles and miles of fiber optic cable, security cameras, technology, steel. It's all just sitting there, and it's sitting there unprotected. No security, no tarps or anything over it because they were actively using it. So that into itself should be criminal, because that's our money that paid for that.
That's right. That's right.
And it's just like it's like Bagram. We abandon taxpayer assets.
Yep. And by the way, we left them in Kabul $62 million that we didn't get out of there sitting on a pallet.
Oh, well, but that's... we don't have conversations to get worried about things in the millions of dollars.
And no, but I mean... but I'm sitting here and I'm going to tell you right now, I believe that was done intentional.
Well... And we don't care about that kind of money. That money was used to pay off warlords and bribes and everything else. I mean, that's just standard operating procedure.
Yeah, boy, can we have used it over here. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more Denise Simon 2 on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to have Kathy give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, is brought to you by TuggyToPatriotBuff.com. Now, you know, education of our youth has always been critical, and we used to have a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught, we were in line with our values. But sadly, folks, that just is no longer the case. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart's a must. So with that, we welcome the author and mother and grandmother of Tuggy the Patriot Pup, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for grade school kids. These are beautiful, educational, and they teach children history with a heart. Now, the way you find out about it is you go to the website she has, TuggyThePatriotPup.com, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Remember, when you go over there, it's an absolute must for homeschoolers, and the books come in English and Spanish, too. TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Website again, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. And it's T-U-G-G-I-E on Tuggy, T-U-G-G-I-E. So, there you go. All right, and right back to the telephone line, and Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
We have our favorite question asker on the telephone right now that wants to ask you a question, so here we go. Backgammon Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain Denise. Anyway, I want to know, are the states that are contributing money to build a wall, are they going to build it back to the same specifications as the original wall, the one that Trump built? And are they going to build back, are they going to build a, not just in Texas, but also the other states on the border there? All right, that's it, Gavin.
Okay, well, the answer to, are they going to build it back the way Trump did? No, they're not. Okay, so go ahead, Denise, for the rest of it.
Well, I mean, they really can't. They don't have that kind of money, first of all. The second thing is they can't use that equipment that's there that was to build the Trump wall because it's not theirs to use. So this one's going to be kind of interesting, though, I would say, mostly because what happens with the land? I mean, who has dominion over the land where they would be building these barriers? I don't know the answer to that. I don't know if the federal government can say, no, you can't build here, you can't do anything. This is, you can't make improvements or alterations to land that is ours.
Let me stop you for just a second, because there were five ranchers that had 100 miles of land on the border, and they're already in the process of building that fence-type setup that you and I were talking about that they were going to build.
Yeah. But that was going on in spite of in spite of the Trump wall.
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So there's very limited locations where a private entity or the state can build. They have to have certain permissions or from the landowners and any kind of waivers. So, but they cannot carbon copy the Trump wall operation.
Right.
Because the federal government has dominion over that land.
And keep in mind, there's still sections of the old wall that some of my trucks delivered and put in warehouses down there in states like Arizona and New Mexico and two places in Texas. From what I understand and from what they're building, it sounds like they're going to use that material.
I have no idea.
All right, that's just my impression based on what I hear. So, back to what we were going to talk about. At this stage of the President Biden's term, he has the lowest approval ratings of any other president, and Nancy Pelosi is in the toilet to the tune that she's in the 20s right now, that nobody's ever done that as a speaker, and she's got to be pulling her hair out wondering what the heck is going on here.
But they don't care.
That's right.
As long as they have the votes in Congress to do whatever it is that they want to do, they don't care about the voters. They don't care about us. That needs to be understood. Now, with that being said, we know that the poll numbers are tanking for them. Even Terry McAuliffe, who is running for governor in Virginia, was on a Zoom meeting yesterday or day before yesterday. And in that Zoom meeting, he admitted to those that are in the Zoom meeting, meaning his, you know, supporters or voters, that Biden's numbers are tanking big time in Virginia. And he said, it's a big hurdle for us, but we'll get beyond it. So the next question is, how does this White House feel when you have a gubernatorial candidate in a, I would say, a very important state, Virginia, admitting that Biden's poll numbers are not only affecting Biden and the Biden administration, but these Democrat candidates for public office like Terry McAuliffe?
Yeah, well, I believe that what we're seeing is we're going to see the Republicans take control of the House of Representatives. That's a no-brainer. And I believe they're going to take control of the Senate again. I don't think they'll have as much of a plurality in the Senate, because that's kind of a tougher nut to crack, if you will. But they could very, very easily gain 25 or 30 seats or even more in the House.
Well, I mean, that is pretty much the prediction, but I would say also don't get cocky. Don't get too comfortable, because when the Democrats have their backs up against the wall, they find all kinds of nefarious tactics and tools to use.
Yep.
So,
including cheating.
Yeah. Right.
Yep. Well, we'll just have to be on our A game and we'll have to keep our eyes and ears open. That's all we can do. By the way, we do know that when it comes to some of the things that have been going on here, that yesterday every one of us is going to feel this in our wallets. The price of gasoline in my backyard, in Denise's backyard, went up 27 cents a gallon at the pump.
Yeah, I went out yesterday afternoon and drove by the gas station right near my house and was pretty much shocked. And my husband and I were in the car, and I said, are you looking at this price? I said, I paid $2.92 day before yesterday.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and I paid $2.88. It was up to $3.15. But here's what happened. West Texas crude went up $1.31 a barrel to $78.93. Brent crude went up $1.30 a barrel to $82.56. Futures are up to $90. Remember, Iran is looking for $100 a barrel oil, and Joe Biden is guiding them in that direction. Gasoline right now, folks, the wholesale price of gasoline at the refinery before everybody else gets money tacked to it. That's with the federal tax on it. $2.36 a gallon. Diesel, $2.49 a gallon. That's up 27 and 31 cents, respectively, in those two.
Well, if for nothing else, this is what I would say is driving not only the poll numbers, but it will drive voters.
Yeah.
Because you are truly affecting voters. I mean, you can promise all these other things, build back better and blah, 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 but the actual voters are feeling and seeing something very personal to them, and that is what they're spending, not only at the gas station, but what they're spending at the grocery store. So it's not gonna go well for them.
Did you hear what Grantham had to say yesterday about what she was going to do to try to help the Secretary of Energy?
No.
I'm going to release some of the reserve that we have, strategic oil reserve, so the refineries have some extra oil to refine. Well, we got plenty of oil. They just don't want us to use it. They want to import it from overseas.
Yeah, well.
All right. Well, I'm going to try.
When you've got activists running government, that's what you get.
Yeah. By the way, Senator John Barrasso in Wyoming said, and I quote, the GOP is not going to allow the IRS to spy on your banking account, meaning that $600 stuff.
Well, the banks are fighting back too, so they're okay. In a better position.
Yep. All right, well, I hear the music in my ear. I knew we were coming up on this break, so we will talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
Okay.
All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Founderscode.com. Go over there and check out all the different stuff that she has to offer over there. Founderscode.com. Meanwhile, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senate leaders from both sides of the aisle are trying to come to terms in their standoff over lifting the nation's borrowing cap.
Senate Democrats are delaying a vote on a two-year suspension of the debt limit to consider an offer from GOP leader Mitch McConnell that would allow an emergency extension into December as long as the Democrats vote on their own through the reconciliation process. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says McConnell could also simply agree to the current legislation.
There's still an opportunity for Republicans to join us in being adults in the room and ensure that people have confidence in the economic security and their own retirement savings.
President Biden met with a number of corporate CEOs on the need to lift the debt limit.
Now, it's a meteor headed to crash into our economy. We should all want to stop it. Stop it immediately.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. They have two campuses to serve you, and you can give them a call and take a tour. We'll tell you all about that in a minute. But find them online, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And here's more about them coming up right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. You can go there. You can find out all you want to find out about them. But what you really need to do to really know what they're all about is take a tour of one of their campuses. Now, the phone number to call is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of either the campus in Clearwater, Florida, which is here in Tampa Bay in Florida, across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater. or just outside Boston in Concord, Massachusetts. Those are the two campuses, Clearwater, Florida, Concord, Massachusetts. Call them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour of one of those campuses. You'll be able to talk to some students, probably a teacher or two, and also the financial people to find out whether or not, if you're a veteran, you've got enough veterans benefits to take care of the education, which, again, post 9/11, you haven't used your benefits, you're all set. Pre 9/11 depends on how long you've been out of the service and whether or not you've used any of your educational benefits before. So it's all based on that. And of course, if you have any problems, civilians are involved in this too, you just get a standard student loan. Apply for the loan, get the loan. All right, that's it. NAA.edu, 800-659-2080, has to take the tour. Now, the Marine Lieutenant Colonel, who has been released from the brig, Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller, he's been freed from pretrial detention. He's been charged now with six violations of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. Now, I'm going to tell you what the charges are, and we'll go from there. Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller, Jr. was accused of disrespect towards superior commissioned officers, willfully disobeying a superior commissioned officer, dereliction in the performance of duties, failure to obey order or regulation, and conduct of becoming an officer and a gentleman, according to the press release from the Marines Training and Education Command. Now, Denise was thinking they was going to have a pretrial thing this week or today or something like that, and no hearing date in the court-martial case has been set, according to the release. No hearing date, so we don't know when he's going to come back for his initial hearing. So we'll see what happens. But I'm not surprised at any of those charges. That's pretty much standard for when you're told to do something and you don't do it. Because I know he was given a direct order to be quiet, and it didn't happen. And the rest is history. And we all know that because it was very widely publicized that he was told to be quiet. And if he didn't, then this is what happens. All right, let's get started. The Taliban seized droves of American weapons and vehicles from the surrendering Afghan soldiers. Now gun dealers are doing a press business in Afghanistan, selling the guns to not only individuals that want them, but to foreign buyers in other countries that want the weapons. They got plenty of them. Plenty of them. So that's going to be their number one business for a while, selling those weapons, including some of the vehicles. They can't drive all the vehicles they got. And we'll see how that all plays out. Now, former U.S. diplomatic leaders are currently arguing that a permanent U.S. military force in Afghanistan could have ensured stability in the region. Well, we knew that. We knew that. But Joe Biden failed to recognize that and do anything about it, for whatever reason. Now, we know the guy's old. We know he's senile. We know he's having cognitive problems, this, that, and the other. But whoever was calling the shots, they just didn't want us there under any circumstances. And that was it. End of story. You're gone. See ya. And we have the result we have. By the way, the B-52s and their deployment to support the Afghanistan mission has been withdrawn. Now, airmen would fly 12-hour missions, keeping watch over Kabul, then turn into aid workers back in Qatar, passing out baby diapers to refugee mothers, handling passenger lists for outbound C-17s, serving food and more. They're back at their home bases, so most of them anyway, so they're not needed over there right now. That might change. And All DOD security clearance holders are now subject to continuous vetting to keep their clearance. But eventually, all periodic background checks will be replaced by an automated system that will continue to scan the databases and receive alerts from other agencies if somebody gets out of line. That's something that the trucking industry has been using for a while, I might add. Now, the Tunisian president's assertion of executive authority has been met with both opposition and support, and some questioning his need for U.S. military assistance, as he has asked for help in going against the bad guys in his country that are trying to take the country down. By the way, U.S. military officials are all in unison right now, warning Mali's interim government against brokering any deal to use mercenaries from Russia's Wagner group to help with security and counterterrorism. That's where they're at now. They want to use them, and our people are saying, nope, don't do it. So we'll see. By the way, the Department of Defense's artificial intelligence ethics lead, Alka Patel, has left the job, the chief at responsible artificial intelligence at the Joint AI Center. Been there for 20 months. Now it's gone. Moving to other things, I guess. Women in the Army now can be excused from wearing dress uniforms for up to a year after giving birth, according to a new service policy. But the new rules mean that after a year, you better be able to wear the uniform. Oh, boy. Now, for 84 years, the Army soldiers have performed the changing of the guard at the tomb of the Arlington National Cemetery Unknown Soldier. And last month, for the first time, he was carried out by an all-female cast of three women. Saw one of the gals featured on one of the shows over the weekend. I forget which one it was, but it was interesting to watch it. Of course, that's the old guard. And they've now let women in the old guard. By the way, the Department of the Navy now requires the Navy and the Marine Corps to conduct FA-18 inspections every 84 days to tackle issues related to corrosion. And they aren't always getting done and showing it up on the log by the Inspector General's office right now. So that's something that will be addressed. All right. We'll be back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, his website. And I shall return. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
This is Roger Dischel, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Roger P. We appreciate you doing that very much for us. This portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss Acura. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that has made this SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus, it's got some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel good on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And don't forget, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations. And they honor those who have served their country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, church pastors, too, located on North Florida Avenue next to Nissan. And they're online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Tell them that when you walk in the door. That'll immediately get you a discount. But if you don't say it to them, you don't get it. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
We know the economy is really struggling. We know that the gasoline prices just went through the roof yesterday. We know people are going to be struggling even more so than what they were. But the economic data that's being released over the past several days have been just all over the map. And by that I mean private payroll processor ADP reported excellent numbers with 568,000 private sector additions versus an estimated 425,000. Leisure and hospitality led the way, as well as large companies. And this is perhaps why the Dow rose 100 points yesterday. What do you think?
I think, you know, Dow probably came up 100 points. Had a lot more to do with maybe there being some resolution in regards to, well, at least a pushback in regards to debt ceiling until December as a possibility. So I think that that might play a part of it to some degree. It's difficult. You know, sometimes things end up becoming oversold. Algorithmic trading ends up moving things in an opposite direction. To pinpoint why the market does something is very, very difficult to do. And again, it causes people to make mistakes in the future. Stocks can go up on very, very bad news, and they can go down on great news for whatever reason from time to time. So this is why you got to have a long-term approach. But as far as your statement's concerned in regards to inflation and gas and all of these things, these are problematic.
Yeah. Now, the other factor that encouraged markets yesterday was Mitch McConnell has offered a short-term debt limit raise to the Democrats, suggesting that maybe a deal is afoot. Now, meanwhile, Joe Manchin is standing strong and opposing altering the filibuster to raise the debt. He said, no way. And we're also tracking the negotiations for anything that's going on up to the minute. But apparently, McConnell is just going to back out of the way, which is what Biden asked him to do, and let the Democrats do what they need to do to raise the debt ceiling and just not put a top on it until the end of November, 1st of December, when they have to do it all over again.
Yeah, you know, it's another, like, kind of push this down the road type of a situation. Yeah, I wish there was some conclusion a little bit quicker when it comes to this. I'm not confident. To rest all my hopes on Joe Manchin and Sinema is a difficult thing to do when it comes to all the spending. He said he wanted to hold the line at 1.5 trillion. I got a sinking suspicion that they'll probably come up from that. And it'll probably be something a little bit higher. And I'm hoping I'm wrong. I am. But, you know, Manchin does have a history of, you know, tending to vote with Joe Biden on various different things. So we'll see.
Well, on the flip side of all of this, an overall trade deficit, that's the total goods and services, hit its worst point ever in August, a seasonably adjusted $73 billion, far worse than the $70 billion estimate. And our trade surplus in services is at its worst point now in 10 years.
Well, I mean, this to me would look like an opportunity. It really would, especially with high energy. I mean, we've got high energy costs here, but it's nothing compared with the rest of the globe. And, you know, our opportunity to attract and build more factories and do more things here rather than overseas. With that being said, there has been a diversification as regards to supply chains. You know, more things coming, not just from China anymore, all over Asia at this point in time, that they're making more products. So many companies have already started moving their supply chains to some degree. I'd like to see more of it back in the United States. And we have seen some with the discussion in regards to some of the battery plants, chip factories,
yep,
auto makers as well. But it'd be great to get more of that back here.
Now, we do know that supply chain disruptions right now are causing shortages for, of all things, school lunches. For example, Charlotte, North Carolina is saying they're having a problem trying to keep the food there for the kids. They're going to have to go outside the supply chain to get what they need to have to make their bologna sandwiches.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I would think, well, that they might have some sort of contingency in case that there was some issue when it comes to this. Or, you know,
apparently not.
I never had school. I never had school lunches. Brown bagged it.
Sure.
School. A couple peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, some homemade cookies, you know, all the good stuff.
You get there in the cafeteria and you trade off some of them.
I did. My mom's cookies were valuable forms of currency, so yeah.
All right, well, you know, gasoline has gone up, diesel's gone up, crude oil's gone up. Now, let me just read these prices because this is mind-blowing. West Texas crude right now is up to $78.93 a barrel. It went up $1.31 yesterday. Brent crude is up to $82.56. It went up $1.30. Futures on oil right now are $90 a barrel. You got to remember, we're headed for $100 because that's what Iran wants, and I think Joe Biden is trying to steer us in that direction. But here's what happened to gasoline yesterday. The wholesale price of gasoline is currently $2.36 a gallon. That's the highest it's been in 4 years. Now, diesel, yeah. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Diesel is at $2.49 a gallon. That's the highest it's been in 4 years, and it doesn't show any signs of going down. And yesterday we had this Energy Secretary Grantham, the former governor of Michigan, saying, well, I'm considering releasing some oil and helping things out because there'll be more oil for production. We don't need to release any oil. Just stop the crap and let us go back to using our own oil and stop buying it from the outside. Watch and see how fast this thing will change.
Well, yeah, again, we got to go back to producing it. I discussed this yesterday on my podcast and just the realities of renewable energy. And, you know, even if, you know, you were to electrify everything, you're still talking about 80% of the fuel used globally being fossil fuels. So you can't get away from it at this point in time. I don't know if you saw this. China, which, you know, swore that they weren't going to do business with Australia anymore because of, you know, some sort of issue in regards to security in the Pacific, all of a sudden back down and is buying coal from Australia again,
right?
Because they can't keep their electric plants running,
right,
over there because major shortages there. So we've got shortages here, there, and everywhere. And we're the fools that have all of this stuff. We have the natural gas. We have the capacity, you know, to get these prices back down. But I do think a lot of this is, you're right, I think it's by design.
Well, yeah, I agree with you. Now, who do you think is the least popular congressional leader right now?
The least popular congressional leader? It's a good question. I don't know.
Nancy Pelosi, 25%.
Well, I mean, I you know, that's interesting. She's obviously the most well-known, I would assume. You know, probably her and AOC are probably two of the most well-known politicians. I didn't realize that. Most certainly getting a lot of votes to the Republicans on that. Nancy,
yeah,
is, she may be unpopular, and I know it's probably coming a lot from the Republicans, and I don't agree with anything she has to say, but historically she's been very effective for the Democrats.
She may be losing her effectiveness. We'll find out soon. But
yeah,
there's a billionaire in Texas. I don't know who it is. Oh, wait a minute, I do know who it is. Timothy Mellon. I believe that's Mellon Bank. Now, that billionaire donated 98% of the private funds raised for the Texas border wall, which is some $3 billion.
Wow, that's interesting. Let's see if they get it done. But, you know, Abbott's got to do something because he's got a massive amount of people heading his way.
You bet he does, and you bet they're going to. Okay, Chris, I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Thanks a lot.
You got it.
Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go there, check it out, find out what's going on. And his program, The Watchdog on Wall Street, is heard weekends on many of these same stations. I'll see you on the return, top of the hour, Ron Edwards, right around the corner.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.